Oh, I heard the. I mean, I heard the whistle. So I knew that they couldn't review it, and I knew it was. I knew I was down. I haven't seen the play on TV or anything like that to see if he actually should have made an in the grasp call. But yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I was kind of stood up, and when I did hear the whistle, I still had the ball. So.
Joe, you guys got the win, but your thoughts on not capitalizing more on all those turnovers?
Yeah, well, hey, I mean, it wasn't like we were getting turnovers, on our 20-yard line. We did get one that we didn't capitalize on, but it was kind of like turnovers where, they were punts, almost. So capitalizing on the turnovers, it wasn't a good job, but I don't know how, you can really consider too much of those crazy turnovers. The bad job was where we just didn't really execute in the first half. I mean, we had some close contested plays there, and we didn't make them, and it kind of led to bad down and distances, and we didn't do a good job. In the second half there, I think we played pretty well. We got rolling a little bit, and we kind of stopped ourselves a little bit there when we got down in the red zone, whether it was a penalty or, I was messing with Vontae on that one, and there's just a couple plays that we can make here or there and play a little bit better, and, I think we'll be a lot more happy. But it's a win. You're going to have games like this from time to time, and you got to be happy with getting a win. It's a big difference being 4-1 and 3-2.
Did you feel fortunate? Did you feel good on that scramble that you were going to get that first down?
What's that?
At what point did you feel good on that scramble that you were going to get that first down?
I don't know. When I saw it, I was like, I'm going to get it. And I started to feel this guy, and I kind of put my left arm out to, keep him off me for another half step, and I could see the marker and it's kind of far away, so I knew I had a little bit more to go. And I don't know at which point I thought I was going to get it, but I kind of saw it open up pretty good and was pretty confident that I could get it from the get-go, or I wouldn't have necessarily taken off.
If you're fortunate to win.
When you look at the final score, is this what they did to you guys? I mean, is this what their defense did to you guys? You say you shot yourselves in the foot some opportunities. How much of that was what they did to you guys?
Well, they played well, and I think they're a good defense. And I remember that from the time we came here 2 years ago in the playoffs. It was a close game, and we eventually wore them out. And, we did get first downs that game. We converted. This game, we weren't able to keep those guys on the field. We weren't able to convert. We never really got in a rhythm in the first half, and it was because of some of our hiccups. And yeah, they're good. I mean, they create those. They were contested catches, contested things like that, and they create that opportunity. And we just weren't able to necessarily capitalize in the second half. Like I said, I think we played pretty good, and when it came down to it, we just didn't necessarily capitalize when we were in the red zone. So yeah, I think they're a good defense. I don't think we played as well as we should. A little bit of both. I saw him the whole way. We did like a little double move there, come back, and I thought Q had a step on him, and he was able to, I think he kind of grabbed Q's head or face mask as Q came out of it, so he was able to break on the ball a little better. I think that's all that was.
Did they press up on you guys more than you thought they would?
No, not really. It was one of our things that we talked about all week, is being able to beat that man-to-man coverage and beat press. I think they feel like they have confidence in those guys, and they feel like they can do that. And, we definitely expected that.
How gratifying is it, 3rd and 15, to make a play, the scramble, to actually win the game there and put them away?
Hey, I don't know. It feels good to win the game. That was just part of what we had to do to win the game. Hey, they're not always pretty around here, but there's one thing that we do around here. We do what we have to do to win the football game. I've been saying that for a long time. Whether that's throwing for 400 yards or having a crap day and throwing for 100 yards, we do what we have to do to win the game, and that's what we were able to do today.
Joe, what's it do to a quarterback, any quarterback, when the crowd boos you?
I don't know. You can't pay attention to it. It's tough. Fans, they kind of tell you how they feel. And, when you're the quarterback and, your team's not winning, I think most people tend to, their first reaction is, look at that guy. Look at that guy. What's he doing? And that's just the way it is. It's something that we have to understand about playing this game, and that may happen. I think, I always talk about, quarterbacks and being tough, and, it's not like we're out there hitting people and, getting jacked up every play, but there are a lot of things mentally that you have to be tough and go out there and continue to do it. And, you know, that's going to happen from time to time. I don't think that they're necessarily right for doing it, but they're kind of telling you how they feel, and it's a tough situation. It doesn't make you feel good. I know that.